Good evening. I'd like to call to order tonight's meeting of Bethlehem City Council for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019, at 7 p.m. here in Town Hall. We'd all please rise for the invocation by Pastor Paul Patrick of Second Baptist Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good evening, everyone. Let us bow our heads. Dear Lord God, let me first say thank you on behalf of all gathered here tonight. Thank you for the many blessings. Thank you for life itself. Thank you for the measure of health you've given us to fulfill our callings. Thank you for sustenance and for friendship. We are grateful for the ability and opportunity to be involved in useful work and for the honor of bearing appropriate responsibilities. In your scriptures, you said that citizens ought to obey the governing authorities. Since you have established those authorities to promote peace and order and justice, therefore I pray for various levels of city officials, and in particular this assembled council. God, I'm asking that you grant them wisdom to govern the conflicting interest issues of our times, a sense of welfare and the needs of our people, a keen thirst for justice and righteousness. Give them confidence in what is good and fitting, the ability to work together in harmony, even where there's honest disagreement. God, I ask that you grant them personal peace in their lives, joy in their tasks. I pray that the agenda that is set before them tonight will be a reflection of what you have planned. And Lord God, please give them assurance of what would please you and what would benefit those who live and work and around our beloved city of Bethlehem. It is in your precious name that I pray. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Present.
Mr. Cologne?
Present.
Mr. Martell?
Present.
Mr. Brown?
Present.
Mr. Reynolds?
Present.
Dr. Van Wert?
Present.
Mr. Waldron?
Present.
This evening, we have two citations honoring two city employees who have retired. Neither of them are in attendance this evening, I believe, so those citations will be mailed to them. We will be looking for approval for the minutes for March 19th. Any comment from members of council? Seeing none, the minutes stand approved. We'll be adding a communication this evening. We received a communication from the Director of Public Works regarding a request for approval by the City Council of a contract award and their respective resolution. The clerk will read the communication 6I into the record so that anyone may comment during the public comment, which would be on any subject being voted on this evening. I'll accept the motion later in the agenda to add the resolution. If the clerk would please read communication 6I.
A memorandum from Michael Alcall, Director of Public Works, recommending a contract with F.A. Rohrbach for design and construction of 87 ADA accessible curb ramps. The term of the contract is 90 calendar days from the notice to proceed, and the fee for the contract is $504,030.
Thank you. Moving on to public comment on any subject not being voted on this evening. We have no names signed up on our list here, but we'll open it up to anyone who'd like to make a 5-minute comment on any subject not being voted on this evening. Is there anyone who'd like to speak? Mr. Gallagher?
Ed Gallagher, 49 West Greenwich. Thank you for the opportunity to speak and fight the good fight, I always say, gang. A couple of things really quickly. Number one, thank you, Mayor and Council, for taking that extra step in approving the citizen members of committees. I go to a lot of those meetings. I really appreciate the people who work on those committees and appreciate the extra step in oversight that seems to have been taken. the last couple of meetings. Number two, tip of the hat to Councilman Reynolds and Mayor Donches for the rollout of the communication survey. I know I've been looking forward to that and hope for good things to come on the other side of that. Much appreciated. Not only the communication survey, but the other things that the mayor mentioned in regard to communication improvements that are coming down the line. Number three, and I hope the people in TV land will pay attention to this as well as people in the audience. I'd like to call attention to a new thread on the Gadfly blog called Candidates for Election. I'll be asking the eight candidates for election to council over the next 6 or 7 weeks before the election to answer a question or a prompt every week, and they'll be grouped together. So I hope this will help candidates get their word and their message out, and I hope it will help citizens to make informed decisions when it comes to voting. So I encourage people to look at the Gadfly blog and the thread Candidates for Election. Number four, and again, hello to people in TV land. I'm looking for volunteers for the Bethlehem Moment. You might remember that last time Barbara Diamond did the Bethlehem Moment. Gallagher's not going to live forever. I'm hoping the Bethlehem Moment lives forever. So I'm now looking for people to sort of see what that Bethlehem Moment is and to volunteer to do them. I'm hoping to line up volunteers for the meetings from July to December. That's 12 meetings. That's after the excitement of election. That's a lot of time for people to prepare. I have four people lined up of those 12. I invite council, invite the mayor, city fathers assembled and mothers assembled in the audience to volunteer. I think the Bethlehem Moment is an honor, really, and is a real community and enterprise. So I'm open to volunteers for those things. And lastly, I will do Bethlehem Moment number 9, but a little context for this. People wonder where the Bethlehem Moments come from. I just try to keep my antenna up for things that are going on here. And I'll point to Mr. Callahan for this Bethlehem Moment. Yesterday at a committee meeting, Mr. Callahan advanced an ordinance, an evolving ordinance that has to do with discrimination, especially applied to women. He rolled that out a little bit at the Bethlehem Committee, what's it called, the Bethlehem Democratic Committee, back in February, and I happened to record it that night and put it on the blog. I was quite moved by that. I was sitting there thinking that I have 9 granddaughters. I was sitting there thinking that I've taught a lot of novels in the 18th and 19th century of women trying to be self-sufficient, trying to be economically stable, and I was quite moved by that. So this Bethlehem Moment really comes out of Mr. Callahan's proposal here. A Bethlehem Moment, August 13, 1757. On August 13, 1757, Mary Penry, P-E-N-R-Y, 1735-1804, received communion in the Gemeinhaus Chapel, marking her full membership in the Moravian Church. She would live in the Bethlehem Sisters' House till 1762, before moving to the Sisters' House in Lititz for the rest of her life. We mark this moment to value the role that our sisters' houses played for women single either by fate or choice. Penry was born in Wales, where her parents lived in desperate and worrisome circumstances. At age 9, after the death of her father, Penry moved with her mother to live with a female relative in Philadelphia, only to live a life of Egyptian bondage under the roof of the relative's husband, a terrible person whom, after the relative died, impregnated her mother, marrying her only 2 months after the baby was born, a union Penry describes as true despair, for the husband threatened to kill her daily. Henry was a vulnerable teen, poor. The husband died absolutely unfairly, leaving her and her mother only a few shillings. And she would remark that put a U in her name and you get penury. Mary Penury. Poor and sexual prey herself she was. But at age 19, she found the Brethren's Church, had a saving vision of the wounds of Christ, learned of the Sister's House from the famed artist Johann Valentine Haidt, whose portraits we see in museums around town, and came to Bethlehem. Henry chose to remain single. I desire to spend and be spent in the service of the Virgin Choir, she said. The Sister's Houses gave this single woman family, religious refuge, economic refuge, and a satisfying career. She was bookkeeper, accountant, translator, town guide. She embroidered. She was no grumpy old maid, no cloistered nun. Her editor biographer describes her voice in her letters as devout, yes, but garrulous, witty, plaintive, worldly wise, curious, heartbroken, joyous, prophetic, bold, irreverent. Sister's House gave Mary Penry and other women the choice to remain single. Thus, Sister's House gave Mary Penry and other single women life. Bethlehem moment number 9. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gallagher. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak on any subject? Yes, ma'am?
I'd just like to ask a question.
If you'd please come up to the microphone so we can pick your comments up for the record. And if you'd please state your name and address as well.
Olivia Fungini, 1853 Norwood Street. I don't know if this is the appropriate forum to discuss the rail trail. Is it?
This is an opportunity for you to speak on any subject we're not voting on, so you're able to address council with any comments that you may have. We typically don't get into back and forth dialogues, but we can take your information
okay. And
maybe push it to someone in the administration
or
get back to you.
Well, we live in the Lower Sulkin Park, and a rail trail was just constructed a year ago. We just recently moved there about 2.5 years ago. And my concern, I did contact somebody on Facebook with rail trails and never got an answer. My concern is that we have, we spoke to the police officers and they suggested to attend the city council meeting. There are RV, the four-wheelers? Yeah, four-wheelers here from the city, four-wheelers and dirt bikes that are speeding up and down. It's right behind our house. You have noise pollution. There's a danger. People are walking. I bicycle back and forth to work on that trail in warm weather. And I've been doing that, but I've been met with speeding cyclists on the trails. And we also have eagles. He didn't want me to say anything about it, but we have eagles up there. So my concern, they're having another eagle chick. They've already had two. And my concern is for their safety, because I know they're protected. So I just want to bring that up and see what can be done about that, because we have reached out to the authority, and they just feel there's no way they can really sit on a trail or really monitor those trails because their cars can't get on it. But I did see police on horses in the on 3rd Street, so I'm wondering if that's a possibility. So that's my concern.
Thank you. I'm not sure if you've reached out to our chief of police, who is here, Mr. DeLuzio. He might be able to talk with you privately in the hallway as well about, I'm not sure if he's aware of the issue, but I'm sure that it is something that if there is a solution, he'd be willing to work with you on. So maybe we can point you in that direction.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. If you'd like to do that now, I think he will make himself available. Step into his round office. Is there anyone else who'd like to make comment on anything not being voted on? Yes, sir, in the front.
Stephen and Alex, Sanderson Ridge. I don't know whether this qualifies as a Bethlehem moment, probably doesn't, or for the blog of our distinguished scholar. And by the way, his title is Professor Gallagher. this is probably more fits of following up on history lessons which have been given us to have this continue, or the other Bethlehem. Back in the late 1800s, there were three Bethlehems, three boroughs: West Bethlehem, Bethlehem, and South Bethlehem, all independent. Two didn't get along at all. Borough Bethlehem, Borough South Bethlehem, really antagonistic, really antagonistic. And Borough South Bethlehem was doing quite well, which will be a later other Bethlehem moment, and thought about becoming a third class city in 1890. They talked about it. And this concerned the Borough of Bethlehem, because if that happened, it'd be hard times for Borough of Bethlehem. So they started having meetings to encourage incorporation of the three boroughs. And it didn't go well between the Borough of Bethlehem and South Bethlehem in terms of the exchanges. And the Bethlehem Times of that time was a Bethlehem, Borough of Bethlehem vehicle, and the editor didn't look kindly upon the South Side. So he wrote this, done by a jawbone: "The exhibition of timidity and cowardice displayed by the majority of South Bethlehem's councilmen on Monday night was a surprise to many who believed them made of sterner stuff. It was supposed that they would display some degree of independence and break loose from the hidebound traditions that render a few irascible South Bethlehems so jealously exclusive. It was expected that they would think for themselves instead of allowing their plastic minds to be molded by the hand of one blatant demagogue. And it was believed that not one man among the dozen who actually held an opinion of his own would be afraid to present it plainly and unwaveringly before any committee that Bethlehem or West Bethlehem might send forth. The North Side Bethlehems looked forward to an amiable interchange of view. It was anticipated that opinions would clash and that many difficulties would arise in the course of the tripartite conference. But they of the North Side believed that, with facts presented from three sides, would produce and suggestions in advance and arguments laid down by three separate bodies, a resulting conclusion would be reached that would satisfy everybody. They believed that only by mutual exchange of opinion could anything like a definite understanding be reached, and that only by such a conference of nine men could be ascertained whether consolidation would be profitable and agreed all around. But their hopes were crushed. South Bethlehem declines to debate. Her councilmen are afraid to meet facts with facts. They would rather, once upon a time, a certain man in Bethlehem hinted that a certain man in South Bethlehem was not all he might, could, and should be, and now, therefore, they will never have anything to do with the names, titles, attributes, ordinances, words, and of any citizen of that venerable Moravian town. They would rather bow down to that monumental brazen image vulgarly called John Klein, and go on and come to as he dictates. They will not debate or arbitrate or confer. They will merely grumble and fret and vituperate. It is so much easier, and besides, it is what Mr. Klein tells them to do. It is recorded that Samson once slaughtered 1,000 men with a jawbone of an ass. John Klein has done more than that. He has destroyed the hopes and prospects of 20,000 souls. And his weapon was even the same, the jawbone of an ass. Very, very friendly. So, taking that into account, Can you understand why it took over 25 to 30 years for the city to come together? So that's chapter one of the other Bethlehem.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak on any subject not being voted on this evening? Ms. Persa, welcome back.
Jane Persa, 1933 Paul Avenue. I can tell you I didn't need these 40 years ago. But I just wanted to say a few things. As you know, I'm retiring shortly. I guess I'm getting tired of people saying, are you still here? So I think it's getting to be about that time. Time flies when you're having fun, and I have to say I love my job. Some days were long, but the years were short, and I am truly grateful for having the opportunity to serve our citizens of Bethlehem for the last 40 years. I personally want to thank Mayor Donches and the current administration, as well as members of City Council, for your support and friendship over the last years. I've worked for six administrations, beginning with Mayor Marcinson, who hired me in 1978 upon graduation from Penn State, to now Mayor Donches, who I've known since I'm 16 years old, working at my father's drugstore up the street from his house. I've watched the city grow from the support of Bethlehem Steel to the majesty of what we now call Steel Stacks. The collective vision of City Council working with these administrations has transformed our city to a destination for visitors from around the world. Regardless of the administration or who is on City Council, you have never wavered in your commitment to the citizens of Bethlehem. People have asked me what I enjoy most about my job, and I really have to say it's been watching all the young people I've hired over the years become leaders, teachers, police officers, doctors, lawyers, giving back to their communities. People such as Willie, Eric, Scott Mikesell, Lisa Buscola, who truly have made a difference in their communities. There are a lot of exciting recreation projects underway right now, the renovation of Memorial Pool, Friendship Park, and the Rose Garden, and I'm truly confident that our recreation organization and its new leader will bring these projects to fruition. Finally, and most importantly, I look forward to enjoying our parks and recreation facilities with my three grandchildren, Olivia, Colton, and Juliet. Thanks.
Thank you for your remarks, Jane, and thank you for your 40 years of time in serving the city. Your retirement's well-deserved and well-earned, considering you've been working for the city longer than most of the council members up here have been alive. So that's a good thing, I would say. Enjoy it. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak on any subject not being voted on this evening? All right, we'll move on to second comments. If there's anyone who'd like to speak on any subject that is on the agenda to be voted on this evening, any resolutions or ordinances. Seeing none, we'll move on with our agenda. Any old business for members of council? Communications. Communication 6A.
Memorandum from Mayor Robert J. Donches, to which is attached a proposed resolution, an exhibit allowing for the removal of several pieces of art from the city's collection. The pieces removed will be transferred to the boutique at the rink, and any proceeds from the sale of the pieces will be donated to the cancer community of the Lehigh Valley.
Resolution 10E is on the agenda. Communication 6B.
Memorandum from Edward J. Buscola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources, recommending a contract with Mazur Consulting for engineering services for one of the city's pumping stations near the Southside Mountain Top Campus. The term of the contract is 12 months from the notice to proceed, and the fee for the contract is $89,800.
Resolution 10C is on the agenda, Communication 6C.
A memorandum, Edward J. Boscola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources, recommending a contract with Dewey Engineering for engineering services for the wastewater treatment plant electrical systems evaluation. The term of the contract is from the notice to proceed until September 30th, 2019, and the fee for the contract is $28,000.
Resolution 10D is on the agenda, Communication 6D.
A memorandum for Fire Chief Warren Aki requesting Council to consider a resolution for the destruction of records from the Fire Department listed on the attached exhibit. Chief Aki has reviewed a Municipal Records Retention Act, and the records fall within the categories where destruction is permitted.
The resolution will be placed on the April 16th agenda, Communication 6E.
A memorandum from City Solicitor William P. Leeson, to which is attached a proposed resolution and associated use permit agreement. The permittee is Bevco, Southside Arts District, and Ruth Incorporated, trading as Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub. The event is a Southside Arts and Music Festival. The duration of the agreement is May 4th, 2019.
The resolution to be placed on the April 16th agenda, Communication 6F.
A memorandum from City Solicitor William P. Leeson, to which is attached a proposed resolution and associated use permit agreement. The permittee is the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce by and through its Downtown Bethlehem Association. The event is the Tunes at Twilight. The duration of the agreement is May 2nd, May 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th, June 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th, and July 11th and 18th, 2019.
The resolution will be placed on the April 16th agenda, Communication 6G.
A memorandum from City Solicitor William P. Leeson, to which is attached a proposed resolution and associated amendment number 1 to the use permit agreement with Lehigh Little League for a food truck to operate concessions for the league.
Resolution 10F is on the agenda, Communication 6H.
Memorandum from City Solicitor William P. Leeson, to which is attached a proposed resolution and associated use permit agreement. The permittee is Bedco, Southside Arts District, and Ruth Incorporated, trading as Molly's Irish Grill and Pub. And the event is the Spring on the Southside event. The duration of the agreement is April 27, 2019.
The resolution will be placed on the April 16th agenda. I have no reports this evening. Mr. Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Two reports here. First, I'll give the state of the city, but first I just want to acknowledge again the service of Jane Persa to the city of Bethlehem. As Jane indicated, I've known Jane since she was in high school at Liberty High School at Penn State. I'm a good friend of the family. They had their business half a block from my home. And so I've known the Prosser family and the Persa family for many, many years. And Jane is the ultimate professional. She is a person of integrity. She has really given her heart to the city of Bethlehem for many, many years. And some of my colleagues here have worked for her. And she certainly will be missed. And I just want to say to Jane, who's a good friend, thank you. Thank you for your service to the city of Bethlehem. And thank you for your passion for kids and for recreation. And there's no question that our recreation program in the city of Bethlehem is a much better place because of someone by the name of Jane Persa. So thank you. And I know this person who will be replacing Jane, Ms. Evans, has been selected as the replacement. And since with the reorganization of the Public Works and Parks and Public Property Committee, she will be reporting, I believe, as effective Monday, to Director Alcohol, will be her direct supervisor. So, again, Jane, thank you. I know we're going to have some slides. I'll kind of try to shorten this a little bit, so I don't know if you want to sit there or sit in the audience, but I want to thank you for this opportunity. And I think when we broke from the tradition is when the mayor started to give the State of the City speech at Arts Quest that was sponsored by the Chamber, and we broke from the tradition that the mayor would give it at the first council meeting after the election, because it's tradition that the budget speech is given the first Friday after election, and then the State of the City is always in February or March. So certainly would like to do this every year before City Council. So thank you for the opportunity. And again, I want to thank City Council for their support For the last 5 years, 5.5 years, we've accomplished a lot together, so thank you. Bethlehem continues to be a robust city and apparently an underrated city, as Reader's Digest called us this past year. I tend to agree. From our vibrant downtowns, our distinct neighborhoods, our parks and schools, the city welcomes investors and residents alike, and we even welcome the new sister city this year, Foiano, Italy. We continue to work to assure Bethlehem remains a place where we can live, work, learn, and play. I am committed to public safety, economic development, and providing an unparalleled quality of life for our residents. While my administration continues to manage the responsibilities of municipal government, many of the things we come to appreciate and enjoy about Bethlehem are done in partnership with the tireless efforts of our community organizations. Bethlehem is fortunate to have a high-quality educational institutions in our city, and we appreciate our partnerships with Lehigh University, Moravian College, and Northampton Community College. Thanks to their investments, we have new educational buildings, a joint public safety substation with Lehigh University, and Northampton Community College's Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. The Bethlehem Area School District continues to work closely with us, lending their support to Northside 2027 Neighborhood Plan, and by partnering with our health department to develop a plan aimed at improving health outcomes for our students. Our pools were fully staffed with lifeguards this year, thanks to our ability to offer a low-cost lifeguard certification course for school district students. The city's healthcare facilities are second to none, with both St. Luke's University Health Network and Lehigh Valley Health Network ranked in the top 10 hospitals in Pennsylvania. And finally, our economic partners, BEDCO, LBEDC, and the Chamber, ensure that the city is seen as a vibrant city it is, with many opportunities for business growth. Earlier this year, I took part in an interview for Public Radio International regarding the economic evolution of Bethlehem. Also interviewed was Alan Berube, an expert in the economies of older industrial cities at the Brookings Institute. He ranks cities from strong to vulnerable and puts Bethlehem in the top category. He says strong cities share some common characteristics. The first is that they have an innovation engine. In a lot of cases, quote, the ability of them to grow new kinds of products, companies, and jobs is tied to having a research university nearby. Secondly, he says, successful industrial cities have also reinvented their downtowns, bringing jobs and people back into the core after decades of suburban sprawl. To our great benefit, we do have a world-class research university right here in South Bethlehem, and to our credit, we have invested in innovation, small business, our downtowns, and indeed, Bethlehem is strong. Lehigh University has anchored our South Side for 154 years and continues to grow and invest in Bethlehem. As part of President Simon's $1 billion Path to Prominence campaign, Southside Commons is under construction and will bring 428 students to the edge of the downtown. Last year, the city approved a new health science building, which will expand Lehigh's academic footprint and bring a host of experts to our city, while Bridge West, the newest on-campus housing complex, will create a dynamic campus hub for students. While Lehigh's focus on innovation and the city's commitment to supporting small businesses, Bethlehem has morphed into a city where small businesses want to locate. This past fall, the city's KIZ program was awarded the gold medal for our partnership with educational institutions at the annual International Economic Development Council Conference. In 2018, the KIZ facilitated 7 KIZ tax credit applications, totaling more than $400,000, and awarded almost $100,000 in related grants. In 2019, the KIZ will continue to identify and facilitate small-scale manufacturing space in the South Side to respond to the demand from entrepreneurs. Elsewhere on the South Side, the factory project, as some of you have visited, has resulted in the repurposing of a former Bethlehem Steel building. The factory is a team of experienced operators with $250 million of investable capital, who acquire meaningful equity stakes in high potential food, beverage, and pet health companies, and partner with them to rapidly build value. This project will hopefully bring new companies to South Bethlehem with the goal that as accelerator companies located at the factories grow, they will choose to stay and locate here in Bethlehem. This one-of-a-kind facility is spearheaded by Richard Thompson, the former CEO of Fresh Pet, American Italian Pasta Company, and Meow Mix. Bethlehem continues to transition vacant brownfields into new development businesses and job creators in Lehigh Valley Industrial Park 7, Majestic Realty, and NSL Bethlehem. In response to the steady demand of e-commerce, QVC announced they will make Bethlehem home for their distribution center. Candlewood Suites, a 101-room hotel, opened last year and represents some of the first development that you will see in the industrial park fronting Route 412. R.J. Scheimer and Outlook have established operations in the industrial park. Curtis Wright is expanding, and Suncup have recently located the juice production and bottling operations in a 180,000-square-foot building on Easton Road. Investment in our downtowns has resulted in the completion of Greenway Commons. At the eastern end of 3rd Street, 510 flats open, along with new retail tenants. The second building on that site is scheduled to break ground this spring. The Goodman Building, once on the brink of demolition, has been stabilized, is now on the verge of complete redevelopment. Brinker Lofts, located at 4th and Adams Street, is poised to offer new housing and retail space for our downtown, the first project in the city to utilize the new Opportunity Zone program. And just last month, City Council gave the first approvals of the expanded venue for arts and culture with the $15 million reconstruction of the Banana Factory on 3rd Street, enhancing our already vibrant Southside Arts District. Streetscape improvements are in design phase for South New Street, with the goal of developing a corridor between Morton and the Fahey Bridge, basically redoing the street from 3rd Street right up to Farrington Square, that improves safety for bikers and pedestrians, calms traffic in the area, and incorporates new lighting and design elements. On the north side, I'm optimistic that the board and the connective forefronts will be developed. This is an exciting project unveiled by Mr. Jefferson for the downtown and will enliven Broad Street Corridor, a key focus of our Northside 2027 planning study. Development as a whole in the city has been remarkable, but also highlights the changing landscape of Bethlehem and the retail market. We welcomed approximately 30 new businesses to Bethlehem last year and are happy to have them here. In 2018, we saw Moravian College take ownership of the Moravian Bookstore to ensure this important landmark would not close. Thanks to the leadership of President Grigsby, the bookshop retains its status as the oldest operating bookstore in the United States and brings Moravian students and their families into the downtown shopping district. In the fall of 2018, the Westgate Mall was sold, and we anticipate positive changes for that shopping center soon. And while we acknowledge nostalgia associated with Martin Towers, the definitive plan to demolish the tower and redevelop the 53-acre site provides the opportunity for new jobs and new opportunities on that site. One of the biggest changes the city may see in 2019 will be the transfer of ownership, if approved by the Pennsylvania Gaming Board, of the Sands Casino and the surrounding property to Wind Creek. The prospective owners have already indicated they would make an immediate investment of $190 million in the area in the form of a new hotel and the renovate machine shop number 2. This is the most positive news we've had on that site for many years, and I look forward to continue my relationship. I've met with them a total of 4 times with the new owners, and they really want to develop the site if this is approved, as indicated by their press release about a month ago. To give you an idea of the tremendous amount of investment Bethlehem is experiencing, let me share some statistics with you. 2018 saw the most construction permits pulled in the city's history, 8,404. The total estimated cost of construction in the city last year, based on these permits, was $295 million. Outside of the Sands Casino, this investment exceeded any prior year by almost $54 million. And to show how much the city has grown and how much confidence people have in investing in their homes and businesses, the estimated construction cost over the last 4 years exceeds those of the previous 4 years by $370 million. Seeing how the development and the redevelopment worlds change, Bethlehem will continue to fund and support programs like the Enterprise Zone, CRIS, and LERTA that help grow businesses and will advocate for smart and effective economic development programs. Having the city in a strong financial position allows the city to support the number of programs and services it offers. With the help of City Council, the city maintains an A-plus bond rating from S&P. It is always a goal of my administration to eliminate waste and to cut costs whenever possible. In many cases, the old way of doing things can't continue. It's costly and inefficient. In 2018, Public Works switched to LED streetlights. Our curbside recycling contract was rebid, resulting in a savings of $120,000 in 2019. We negotiated new labor contracts at the golf course to reduce labor expenses while negotiating a new lease with Clubhouse Grill to increase city revenue, or revenue to the city. And for the fifth year in a row, we increased our collection rate of the business privilege and mercantile taxes. It's easy to see how technology and shifting attitudes about shopping, personal interactions, and everyday tasks are changing in how we do things. Managing city government is no different. As we learn of more efficient ways of conducting business with emerging technology, the city is shifting to new ways of operating. Our inspectors will be using tablets in the field to upload data to their platforms rather than rely on paper and transcription back in the office. By the end of 2019, 3,500 of our water customer meters will have been converted to drive-by meter reading. Antennas for remote meter reading will be installed this year, completely changing how your water meter is read. LED lights are being installed in fixtures throughout the city to reduce costs of both electricity and labor. Our city's website is being totally revamped as I speak, so that residents and visitors can get information more quickly. The website will interface with our open data platform, which will allow citizens to see how funds are spent down in the line item, learn about specific projects in depth, and to interact with the city in a totally new way. Citizens can now even attend a city council meeting without leaving home, thanks to the ability of live streaming their meetings. But even as the city evolves, we need to stay true to our core community values. The first of these is public safety. I am pleased to say that the overall crime rate in Bethlehem fell by 4.2% in 2018, with the most serious crimes, Part 1 offenses, dropping by 26.3% from 2017. According to Chief DeLuzio, these results can be attributed to the return of basic policing. Last year, dash cameras were installed on police cruiser cars, and this year, body camera implementation will be completed. Our police and health departments responded to the increase in overdoses by creating the BPR program, in which a drug-addicted person can call or show up at police headquarters and request assistance in finding treatment with no criminal consequences. The police department is now assisting other departments in the county with scaling up this program, and our fire department has added our Lexel to appropriate engines, which has resulted in 15 lives saved by our firefighters while waiting for the arrival of EMS to the scene. In all, 165 residents were revived with naloxone in the city last year. 165. To provide an additional safety net for residents battling addiction, our health department implemented a home visiting program for residents who recently overdosed in an effort to facilitate entry into treatment. This year, the fire department's engine 5 will be replaced with another engine replacement planned for later this year. An additional goal in 2019 is to continue upgrading our decade-old vehicle rescue equipment to ensure that we have the most advanced apparatus to assist our residents. One example of our commitment to advanced saving, life-saving equipment is the recent purchase of 5 Lucas automatic chest compressors, allowing our EMT hands to be free and allowing compressions to be done seamlessly. They've used this now a total of 10 times. Our paramedics will be able to maximize the efficiency of their efforts and reduce the risk of injury to themselves or other first responders while saving lives. I believe the cost is $15,000 per one. We purchased 5. 2019 will bring one of the biggest changes to how the city will operate with the finalization of the 911 center consolidation with Northampton County. And later this year, look for the rollout of a new Bethlehem app that will allow communication between residents and the city in a fast and efficient way. Our water department received its 11th consecutive AWOP award, which is the water industry's way of recognizing ongoing efforts to ensure that our drinking water is safe and meets the highest quality standards. And if anyone was driving around the city in 2018, you noticed the amount of street reconstruction being done. Our Public Works Department have paved 3.1 miles of roads, installed numerous curb ramps, reconstructed West Garrison Street, improved the pedestrian access near Liberty High School, and made numerous storm sewer upgrades. For 2019, my administration has allocated $2 million for the upgrade of our streets this coming year. New lighting along West Broad Street, storm sewer replacements on East Boulevard, total reconstruction of Carlton Avenue are some of the improvements that will be undertaken this year. As the world evolves into a more tech-savvy online place, the existence of our neighborhood parks become critical. Our parks provide vital green space for people to relax, a place for after-school and summer programs to keep our kids engaged in positive activities, and provide a natural community hub for people to interact. The National Recreation Parks Association has found that young people who live in poor minority neighborhoods are 50% less likely to have a park near their homes. This is not the case in Bethlehem, where we have 30 parks and 5 pool facilities located throughout the city. Because we realize how important these recreational opportunities are, in 2019 we will invest $7 million in our recreational facilities. Our recreation department will implement more after-school programs for our youth, something that we've been hearing is needed through our neighborhood studies and outreach. Last year, I announced many of the upcoming projects to address the condition of our parks and pools. This year, I could talk about their completion. Phase 5 of the Greenway was completed. The redesign and reconstruction of Memorial Pool would begin in early summer, thanks to over $1.5 million in grants received for the project. The iconic Rose Garden is moving closer to its redesign, including new signage, pathways, trees, benches, and bike racks. A new play system and other upgrades are coming to Friendship Park in late spring, early summer this year. And because of a $60,000 commitment from Northampton County Executive McClure, the city will begin to examine the feasibility of a pedestrian bridge over the Lehigh River, linking our north and south sides. Just as I am committed to improving these recreational facilities, I'm committed to improving the neighborhoods that surround them. The city finalized a comprehensive blight study last year and is now moving into implementing the policy and operational changes from that study. Our housing inspections increased by 10% last year from the same period of 2017, but there is room for improvement. Using the data from the blight study, we are targeting investment in key neighborhoods to stem any potential decline. We assisted our homeowners with over $300,000 in federal funds for critical housing improvements, allowing more of our residents to remain in their homes. And last year, I announced that the city was awarded a grant in conjunction with Northampton County and the City of Easton, which will allow us to remove lead paint and repair critical safety issues. And Executive McClure, Mayor Pannell, and I will be in Harrisburg with the governor pertaining to this program next week. I can now elaborate that if that information is shared, that close to $1 million will be invested in city homes, reducing the risk of harm to our most vulnerable populations. Because of my commitment to strong neighborhoods and in conjunction with the leadership of Councilman Reynolds, we undertook a planning study of Northside 2027 last year. This area has affordable homes, excellent schools, is walkable to the downtown, and is an example of Bethlehem's diversity in residents, housing stock, and land use. Through public meetings, my neighborhood walks, surveys, and focus groups, we have sought to capture the most pressing issues needing attention. This study will be completed in early June, and we anticipate implementation shortly thereafter. So as the city continues to change and evolve, it is our responsibility to ensure that it moves forward in a direction that is positive for all of our citizens. By investing in our small businesses, supporting innovation and technology, taking steps to guarantee the health of our housing stock and neighborhoods, and maintaining partnerships with those who support these goals, the city is destined to continue its evolution from an industrial powerhouse to a city which offers unrivaled opportunity for all. And again, I want to thank members of council for their support. Hopefully we'll have a very good 2019, but a lot of this was accomplished with your support, so I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
You could email it to you. Yeah. I think it's like when you're a colonel, you're always in. Oh, I would say, I don't know if you can put that down.
Mayor. Moving on with our agenda, we have a report from our Human Resources and Environment Committee. Mr. Reynolds?
Thank you. The Human Resources and Environment Committee met last night on Monday, April 1st at 6 p.m. here in Town Hall. The committee reviewed the proposed ordinance to amend Article 145, Bethlehem Human Relations Commission, regarding wage equity. The committee received input from the Bethlehem Human Relations Committee, and the committee members expressed their thoughts on the proposal. Several concerns, questions had been raised, and it was agreed upon that everybody was going to go back and take a look at some of the issues that were raised and try to come up with an ordinance that would allow us to schedule another meeting and go forward. The committee took no action, and there is no recommendation at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds. We have no ordinances to consider this evening, so we'll move on to resolutions. Resolution 10A.
Now therefore be it resolved that the Council of the City of Bethlehem, Northampton County, in accordance with the above cited records manual, hereby authorizes a disposition of the following public records in the Police Department as stated in Exhibit A. The resolution is sponsored by Mr. Grohn and Mr. Callahan.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Martell?
Aye.
Mr. Grohn?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Grinward?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10B.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Comptroller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with St. Luke's University Health Network for the 2019 Boutique at the Rink. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Callahan.
Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Martell?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10C.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Comptroller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Mazur Consulting for the fire pump station rehabilitation. The resolution is sponsored by Mr. Grohn and Mr. Callahan.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Martell?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10D.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Comptroller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Dewey Engineering for the Wastewater Treatment Plant Electrical System Evaluation. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Callahan.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Martell?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10E.
Now therefore be it resolved that the Council of the City of Bethlehem hereby authorizes the Mayor and the Comptroller to execute the attached deaccession documents for the removal of the damaged pieces of art from the City's collection. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Callahan.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Martell?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10F.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Comptroller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute Amendment Number 1 to the Lehigh Little League Agreement for purposes indicated therein, which is authorizing a food truck in substitution for operation of a concession stand. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Callahan.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Martell?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10G.
Certificate of Appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of the Pennsylvania Legislature and Bethlehem Ordinance is hereby granted for 321 South New Street to install a company name in the window. The resolution is sponsored by Mr. Grohn and Mr. Callahan.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Martell?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. We'll accept a motion in a second to add Resolution 10H to the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Grant, second by Mr. Callahan. The clerk would please call the roll on the motion.
Mr. Martell?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. If the clerk would please read Resolution 10H.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and the controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the city solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with F.A. Rohrbach for the 2019-02 curb ramps project. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Callahan.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Martell?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Moving on to new business from members of council. Mr. Callahan, I believe you have an announcement.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee will be meeting on Tuesday, April 16th, 2019, 6 p.m. here in Town Hall, and the subject matter is budget adjustments, and I have a couple of things I wanted to discuss real quickly. Mike, when we took a tour of the tower, we were at the top of the Martin Tower the other day, last week. So looking at, I think I brought this up before about possibly trying to find another place to move the recycling center. So when we were up there, there's if you're looking, I think it would be northeast. There's a road that comes off of where the driving range is. So if you pull into the recycling center and go straight back, there's a road there that goes straight back towards the mulch. Is that our road? I would assume it is, right?
It's an access road.
It is. It's
a public road.
Is it possible that we could get, like, whenever you can, I mean, this has to be right away, but if you could get to council an overhead view of that lot back there, because when I was looking at it, there's a baseball field there, and then in left, what would be left field of the baseball field, there's a tree. And there's a big area where I think the three or four containers that we have for the recycling center could go back there. I know I talked to Alicia about it when we were at the top of the tower, but I know she had concerns about not having anybody go through the mulch area and the recycling, or not the recycling area, but the compost center to get back to an area where we could possibly put the recycling center. But I was thinking if we own that property, we own the land, it looks like from an overhead view from the top of the tower, that area is more than sufficient enough to put the recycling containers, and we could possibly get the recycling containers off of the Oaksmoor Road, which is it's the heart of our parks and recreation. So that's, I don't know if it's a possibility. I don't know, Mayor, if you saw it or not, but I think it's a possibility. I really do, and I think it would solve a lot of problems, and it would also help us not have to deal with any issues going through the compost center and turning left off of Eaton Avenue there. So, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we'll look into it. We'll put it together and see what's feasible.
All right. And then the last thing was, I just wanted to say that when we had a chance to look at the tower the other day, I started thinking back to all the meetings that we had when we were rezoning that, and I just wanted to say that I think a lot of the concerns that a lot of residents had at that time, and a lot of the people that came to the meetings over that long period, I think we had three or four meetings that lasted 4 hours. I think council made it clear at the time. I think Mr. Evans, I think it was your idea to get it down to under, I think it was 380,000 square feet of retail, right? And sales around it, right?
It's been a couple of years of that.
Yeah. Right, yeah. But I just wanted to say that I think if you look at the plan that was presented to the city and that they showed us here today, that council wanted a limited amount of retail in it, and that's exactly what we got. So I think, the fear of having a third downtown is not going to
be seen by Main Street businesses. So I think it's a good plan. I know there's a lot more residential living back there than Ms. Kudichuk wanted, and I think that's really the key of why we made the decision. If you really think about it, back then, if you go back to that time period, then the school district wanted more business, less students, and the Main Street businesses didn't want it, a lot of businesses. So there was a lot of competing interests there, and I think the residents that were in that area around the Cawin Avenue in West Bethel, where I grew up, a lot of the residents wanted more retail and more places to go shopping, and I think it was a good compromise by council at that time, and I think it's going to be a good plan. I think it's really going to be a place where a lot of the residents over there in that side of town are going to be able to go to doctor appointments and shop, and I think there's going to be a couple of restaurants in there, and I just think that overall it's going to be a great plan, and it's I'm very proud of the developers for doing what they did and doing the right thing. So I just wanted to mention that a lot of the fear that we had at the time did not come to fruition. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Callahan. Any other new business for members of council, Mr. Plum?
Thank you. Gain all the best in your retirement. I, like many of us up here, for a number of years between the softball league and my activities up at the pavilions and everything like that in our last couple years, with me being on council, and I look forward to seeing you around on the trails and at the parks when you're out with the grandkids, and hope you're able to enjoy your time after all these years. So thank you, Jane.
Ms. Reynolds?
Yeah, just two things. One is, just as an update, last week when we launched the Connecting Bethlehem Communication Survey, as of yesterday, we had 361 responses so far, so 361 completed surveys through the first kind of 6 days. So anything that we can do to share that out, I know that Mr. Bodoni had a conversation today with Alex about putting it out through our different, email blast lists and things like that. So that's really going to help us develop that strategy moving forward. So I just wanted to give that update, 361 responses so far. And then just my own couple of comments about Ms. Persa. Ms. Persa did hire me for my first job way back when, and I appreciate several things, including that oftentimes you were the good cop to Mr. Brown's bad cop when teenagers would do teenage things, and I think that was a good balance. But in all seriousness, I know you've given your life to the city, and I think that, as you know, and as we talk about once in a while, a lot of weddings, a lot of families grew out of the pools, including people that stayed in Bethlehem partly because of those connections. And I think you deserve a lot of credit for that. I know there was a period of time there where it was like every year, like we had to take the lifeguard photo of like the 15 or 20 of us that were there. But and I'm also, let me join Mr. Colon in saying I'm happy to know that you were you're going to still be around. Your daughter was able to convince a New Jerseyite to move to the Lehigh Valley and be here, and I know that I see them with their kids around. So thank you again for your service, and thank you for all you've done for the city of Bethlehem. Thank you, Mr. Waldron.
Thank you. This meeting is adjourned.